Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How is everyone doing today? Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul, and we could eat breakfast all day. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling our everyday issues with a biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. You can tune in live by calling 323-870-4180 or hear the recording of this podcast after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website at feelthefire.com. That is F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com, by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or by following the broadcast itself by clicking the follow link on the Morning Motivation page at feelthefire.com. Well, today is Tuesday. This is Triple Threat Tuesday because not only do you get motivated on the broadcast this morning, but tonight on my You Be the Jury broadcast by my law office, you get to call in, get educated, and be heard where you call in to deliberate with other callers on tonight's topic. I'll give you more information at the end of today's broadcast. Well, our topic for today is, do you have the spiritual advantage? It is priceless. Do you have the spiritual advantage? It is priceless. And we are coming from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 19. As well, it is day 55 of our last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge, counting down the last 100 days of 2017 to usher in our fruitful 2018 by removing all spiritual and natural clutter. You should be on day 55 in your last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge journal. And I am in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 19, reading from the KJV. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let's read that again. But my God, your God, Jehovah Jireh, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, I am that I am, the creator, the author and finisher of our faith. Shall, he must, it is mandatory, not a probability, but it is required. Supply, give unto you, make provision for, open doors, make ways. All your need, not some, not a majority of, not a fraction of, not just a small amount or nominal, but all, every bit, every one, hallelujah, your, yes, you that are listening live right now and you that are listening later, your need, what it is that you need. Well, you need oxygen, don't you? You need water, don't you? You need food, you need shelter, you need provision, you need good mental health, you need finances, you need love, you need relationship. We know you need these things according to his riches, not Rossi's riches, not your parents' riches, not your spouse's riches, not your children's riches, not your pastor's riches, your riches, not what you have or what you lack, but his riches, God's riches. God owns everything. in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise the Lord for just that word alone. What is our topic for today? Do you have the spiritual advantage? It is priceless. We see this commercial by MasterCard, and what they'll do is they'll begin to show us different things and different activities and events, and they'll look at those things, and, you know, all of that, it's great to have, but then they will wrap up their commercial with showing you the benefits of how all of those things can be used to bring about the quality time or supply all of your needs. And then they'll say, that's priceless. And that's what we are talking about this morning. The spiritual advantage, that is what is priceless. Because as we've just read, the spiritual advantage vests you, V-E-S-T-S, in the spiritual promise of God that we just read in Philippians 4 and 19, that God must supply all of your needs, everything that you've laid before him that you need. And I broke down the subcategories so that you could understand it's not just about what we need spiritually when we deal with the spiritual advantage, but everything that we need, God must supply it. Now, that is his promise. And the word teaches us in 2 Corinthians 1:20 that all of the promises of God in him are yea, in other words, yes, and in him, amen, in other words, so be it, it is done, and to the glory of God by us, and that we understand that before we were even birthed into this world, the Bible teaches us in Jeremiah 1 and 5 that before God even formed us in the belly, he knew us. He had destined us. He had already ordained for these promises to come forth in our lives to supply every one of our needs, the spiritual advantage. Now, we understand that this does not mean that there won't be catastrophe nor calamity in the world, even as we've recently seen the mass shooting, the mass killing in Texas, the mass shooting, the mass killing in Las Vegas, the terrorist attack in New York, the attack on the church in South Carolina. We've seen all of these things occurring, murders, rapes, sexual assaults. We see calamity coming where people are praying, living right. We see calamity coming even to children, innocent people. And so we say, but how, Lord, will you supply our needs? How, God, are you sovereign? How are you righteous in seeing all of this, but you haven't done anything about it? But you have to understand the word has already told us this would occur. 2 Timothy 3:1-5. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Not they might come, not a high probability, but shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, in other words, a delusion, an illusion of godliness, a mirage, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. But even then, you cannot allow this to remove you from the spiritual advantage of the promises of God. As Job said in Job 13:15, though he slay me, yet, and I will maintain mine own ways before him. Despite what I see, despite what is going on in the world, I won't give up trusting in God. I won't lose my faith. I won't yield my spiritual advantage, nor will I wave the white flag of surrender of the spiritual advantage that I have, which is so priceless, unto Satan, and give over my life, my destiny, and purpose unto him. That's what the word is saying unto you today. You you got spiritual advantage, and I've been working with you all last week on drafting your vision plan for 2018, and you had to deal with the spirit. Where is it that you need to be spiritually to be able to receive the spiritual advantage? Because you understand that God is not a man that he should lie. Numbers 23 and 19. Neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said it, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? If God promised us in Philippians 4:19 that he shall supply or make provision for all of your need, it must come to pass. It must come to pass. It must come to pass, because God cannot lie. This is the priceless benefit of the spiritual advantage. So you must not become weary and waiting on the Lord. You must not become remorseful in living for God. Isaiah 40 and 31 teaches us that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So even when we see calamity, even when we see death and destruction, we still stand up in the spiritual advantage with our backs up straight. And we say, as the word says in 1 Corinthians 15:55-57, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Even in death, Satan, you still do not win. You still do not take the glory from the Lord. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, thanks be to God, thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, the spiritual advantage. Do you have it? Now, we don't have but a few minutes left, so I'm going to teach you how to get this spiritual advantage, because as you're drafting your vision plan to determine where you need to be spiritually, what you should have done, and what you're going to do for the last remaining 54 days of this year, and where you're going to be positioned properly spiritually in 2018, you have to know what it is that it takes to get you into place, right? So that you're operating within your calling. Are you an evangelist, a teacher, a pastor, a prophet, an apostle? What are you? Are you an encourager? Are you a prayer warrior? Are you a missionary? Are you an usher? Are you meant to serve? Are you meant to lead? What is it that you're supposed to be doing? Are you going to spend your own quality time with the Lord? I know you do with me here on Morning Motivation Monday through Friday, and you catch up on the weekends, but you also got to be in church. So Romans 10:9-10 tells us that we must be saved. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, then we shall be saved. So it's just so simple to ask forgiveness of your sin, repent of your sin. You can do this right now as I'm speaking, and then ask the Lord to come into your life and be your Savior, Lord Jesus, and now you are saved. That is all it takes. You don't have to clean yourself up first. You don't have to prepare. You just got to believe and confess. And once you get saved, you want to make sure that you are in church being taught so you can continue to live a saved life. Now, some of us may say, well, I don't need to be saved. I haven't done anything wrong. I've been good my whole life. But that is contrary to the word of God. Romans 3:23 teaches us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Not some, but all. Romans 3:10, there is none righteous. No, not one. So we all need to be saved. And then we need to make sure that we are holy. Now, I'm not talking about holiness, meaning you don't wear makeup, you walk around in long dresses. We're not talking about preferences. nor traditions of different churches nor denominations. We're talking about holiness, wherein you are living a sanctified or set apart lifestyle for the Lord. That's what holiness is. 1 Peter 1:16 says, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy, meaning the Lord is holy. And then Hebrews 12:14, that without holiness, no man or woman will be able to see the Lord in peace. And that is what we desire, right? To see the Lord and for him to say, as the word states in Matthew 25:21, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Well done, well done. This is part of the spiritual advantage, that we not only have every need supplied here on earth, that we are not only victorious in life here on earth, but even in the afterlife, we are victorious and we reign with the Lord forever. Evermore. This is the priceless benefit vested in those who have come into covenant relationship with God to attain the spiritual advantage. Hallelujah. 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 We must go into prayer. Our time is run. Hallelujah. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. Do you have the spiritual advantage today of being covered under the blood of Jesus? Father, we come. In the name of Jesus, we say hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have the spiritual advantage. We ask the forgiveness of every sin. We ask that you create in us a clean heart. We honor your name today. We have the priceless spiritual advantage which vests us as vested and intended beneficiaries of your promise that you must supply every one of our needs according to your riches, according to your glory. You must do it, whatever it is that we need from you right now. You must open the windows of heaven. You must make ways. You must make provision for and supply every need. That is your promise unto us. And that promise is sealed with yes. That promise is sealed with amen. It is done, so be it. You are not a man that you should lie. So we trust in you. We come with faith, understanding that without faith it is impossible to please you. So we come in faith, and we also come in holiness, because we've given our lives to you, even as we've been listening to and receiving this word, coming into covenant with you, irrevocable, irrefutable covenant, Father, to receive your promise. So now we say, yes, so be it. Over our lives. Yes, so be it. Over our spouses. Yes, so be it. Over our girlfriends, boyfriends, children, parents, and siblings. Yes, so be it. Over our grandchildren, our nieces, cousins, aunts, and uncles. Yes, so be it. Over our friends, our coworkers, our bosses, our supervisors, our subordinate employees. Yes, so be it. Over our businesses, our careers, and our health. Yes, so be it. Be it over our finances. Yes, so be it. Over our joy. Yes, so be it. Over our prayer lives. Yes, so be it. Over our day to day, our travel, everywhere we go. Yes, so be it. It is done. It is done. This is the spiritual advantage of the priceless relationship with you, wherein we have relationship that covers us and protects us. This is the priceless spiritual advantage of being covered under your wing. Now, Father, we praise you because we know, Lord, that you have told us that we must be hot or cold. If we are lukewarm, if we straddle the fence, you will spit us out of your mouth in Revelation 3:15-17. So we make the choice to serve you. We make the choice to come into covenant with you. In Matthew 6:24, you taught us that no man can serve two masters. We have to either love one and hate the other, cling to one and despise the other. So we love you. We love you. We cling to you, the spiritual advantage. And Lord, because of this, we know and we receive your word in Revelation 21 and 4. And God shall, he must, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. We come into covenant with you. We come enjoying the spiritual advantage, also in Ephesians 3:20. And now, God, you shall do exceeding abundantly above everything we ask or think, according to your riches and glory. There goes that riches again, by Christ Jesus. In your name, Lord, we pray. And we all say, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our time has run. I got to end with your task for today and this final announcement. But just keep praising him. Say, I have the spiritual advantage. I have. Come on, speak it out loud. I have the spiritual advantage. Speak it into the atmosphere. I have the spiritual advantage. Yes, and amen. Now, we are working our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge. This is day 55, and you're working on the spiritual part of your vision. If you have missed how to draft all of this, again, go to all of the teachings last week on feelthefire.com. So on your spiritual portion, all you're doing now that you've gotten into right alignment with the Lord is writing down where you need to be spiritually. Where, don't just say, I need to love the Lord more. That's too vague. Or don't say, well, I'll do more at church. That's ambiguous. No, concretely, for example, for 2017, mine was, I will be an effective minister of the gospel. That was my title of the spiritual part. And then in my little subtopics under that, I put as evidenced by, I will win. And I had a certain number of souls that I wanted to win to the Lord. Of course, I want to try to win souls daily, but at least a certain number of souls each month, that I would minister at a certain number of events, that I would start this broadcast, because then I could see the effect, right, through souls being saved. I could be able to measure whether or not I was being effective. So write down where what you want to do, and under that, put 3 to 5 concrete bullet points for spiritual. And tomorrow we're going to deal with the relational part, right? Interpersonal skills, your family, marriage, divorce, separation, all of that. So you got to just write this part, and I'm going to help you refine it, but write that down. Now, remember, two announcements, and I'm going to give you your task. Number one, I will be flying out tomorrow for the Church of God in Christ, which is the denomination I am a member of, for our national convocation in St. Louis, and I'll be there until next week, but we will still be having morning motivation, okay? So pray for all of us as we fly out. And then number two, tonight at 7 p.m., my law office will have our You Be the Jury show, and we're dealing with the jury question of, do you believe that President Trump will be indicted in the Russia investigations? You can call in and actually voice your comment live and deliberate with other jurors or callers, and we reach a verdict on air. All of the call-in information, everything you need. You can also tune in online. Just go to callrossiwilliams.com. That's my law office site, callrawsiwilliams.com, and get all of that information. Now, our topic for today is, do you have the spiritual advantage? Your task for today, now that I've shown you, I've gotten you in place, is to now go in and fill in your spiritual part of your 2018 vision with the concrete steps now that you're going to take. You should have an overarching statement just in regard to the spiritual part that we're dealing with today, but now I need you to fill in the bullet points as I've just given you an example. All right, we will end with our song of today, Well Done by Dietrich Hatton, because that's ultimately where we want to get to with the spiritual advantage. All right, I'll see you tonight at 7 p.m. for You Be the Jury. Make sure you go back to feelthefire.com, re-listen to this all day, and share it with other people. Do you have the spiritual advantage?
happiness is what you want for me. For me.
First of all, I meant to say Holiness by Micah Stampley, so I apologize for that. But I'll see you tonight at 7 p.m. Go to callrossiwilliams.com to tune in to You Be the Jury. Make sure you share this broadcast right here and make pricelessness occur in other lives today by sending them to feeldfire.com. And remember, you got the advantage today, so use it. See you tonight. Love you.